another big story today is that the chief executive of the Australian Securities Exchange, the ASX, has resigned. Now, Elmer Funke Kupper is one of the key executives in Australia. Previously, the chief executive of the wagering and gaming giant Tabcorp. Now, this resignation today is directly related to his period of time as the chief executive of Tabcorp. The federal police are investigating a situation when he was the chief executive at Tabcorp, where two senior executives flew to Cambodia to establish an online gaming platform there. Now, the allegation is that $200,000 was paid into an account, and indeed, it could have been ending up into the family of the Prime Minister there, of Hun Sen. Let's now go to Richard Baker, investigative reporter with Fairfax Media, who's been following the story right the way through. Richard, many thanks for your time. It's interesting that the coincidence of all of this really does reach now one of the most senior executives in Australia.
Yeah, Ross, it's pretty extraordinary just sort of how far up this one seems to have had an impact. And I guess it's, you know, I guess when you've got payments sort of going cross borders and internationally and, you know, allegedly ending up in accounts controlled or associated with a relative of the, you know, of the Prime Minister of Cambodia, it can bring those with knowledge or involved in it sort of into conflict with Australia's pretty tough laws on foreign bribery and associated matters. And that's what the police are looking into now.
Just explain the timing of when, say, for example, Elmer Funke Kupper was an executive of Tabcorp and when this is all alleged to have taken place.
Okay, so this goes back around 2009, 2010.
It was the lead up to the Football World Cup, wasn't it, really?
Correct, that's right. There was the 2010 World Cup. And obviously, huge amount of interest. You know, it's the biggest sporting event in the world, even bigger than the Olympics. Asia being a hothouse for gaming and gambling and things like that. Tabcorp were interested in trying to get a license for an online gaming license in Cambodia. And so, you know, the feelers were put out about that process. And what we've reported is, as part of that, a payment of around $200,000 was sent out of Australia to an account in the United States and then routed to an account in Cambodia, which looks like it's associated with the Prime Minister of Cambodia's sister, a company run by her.
So just then move it even further forward. What is the line that the, say, for example, ASX and that Tabcorp is taking on these investigations?
Well, I mean, the ASX, the resignation today, I think, in some way was as a result of some questions Fairfax had put late last week, on I think Thursday last week, to the board of the ASX. About what action, you know, what was its response to our initial report, which had run, I think, on the Monday of last week, about the story, the allegations, what was it going to do about it? We waited for a few days till they, I guess, considered that. And then we got the response this afternoon that Mr. Funke Kupper had decided to resign so he could focus, I think the release said, focus his attention on the investigation by the authorities into that. And as for Tabcorp, I guess they'll be going back over documentation they have from that period of time to assess, you know, who knew what, when, what due diligence was done, was there any advice that this was a good idea, bad idea, or otherwise. And I guess they'd be wanting to cooperate pretty extensively with the authorities.
Tell you what, it's going to be interesting to watch it as well. Richard Baker, investigative reporter with Fairfax Media, The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald, and that is going to be a significant story and quite clearly a significant investigation that will be followed both here and overseas as well. Indeed, US law enforcement agencies suggest that they also have been watching closely just the movement of these funds towards the family of the Cambodian Prime Minister. Richard Baker, we appreciate your time here on the program.